So tonight we're going to discuss some inyanim pertaining to Shavuos. Now Shavuos is an interesting yom tov. From all the yom tovim that we have, I would say most of Shavuos, or what we know of Shavuos, is really minhagim. There's very few mitzvahs hayoyim on the yom tov of Shavuos, which is why the Velt has a kasha. If you look in the Mishnayis and the Gemara, it calls the yom tov of Shavuos the yom tov of Atzeres. Yet the Torah never calls it the yom tov of Atzeres. Why is it called the Yom Tov Atzeres? So Abchatzkel Abramsky says the pshat is because the Lashon Atzeres just means to be held back, which means there's an Issur Malacha. Where do we find the Lashon Atzeres? By Shmini Atzeres. Said Abchatzkel, why is that? Because Shmini Atzeres has nothing special to it. Okay, we eat in the Sukkah, but there's nothing, it's not specific mitzvahs for him. Every other Yom Tov has its mitzvahs, but Shmini Atzeres has no mitzvahs. So he says, in the Mishnayis, after Churban Bayis, there was takin no specialty to Shavuos. Bishlam, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they had specific karbanos. But in the times of the Gemara and times of the Mishnayis, when that was already over, so what was special about Shavuos? Nothing. He just carried it. It's Rasiyas Malacha. And it's true even today. A lot of the things that we do on Shavuos, kemat, I would say all of it, is minhagim. Eating milchiks, staying up at night, all the things that we do, and we'll get to some of it tonight. And I think it needs further discussion that there's something ironic about it. When we first become a nation and we first keep the Torah, all of it's minhagim, which seems to be the opposite of what we would have thought things would have been. But it's an interesting ha'ara that the entire, or most of the malhus of Yom Tov, besides for the obvious, the Issur Malacha, that's every Yom Tov, but there's nothing specific, at least without a Beis HaMikdash, that really makes Shavuos a unique Yom Tov experience. So we're going to try tonight, in other Shiurim, in the past we've discussed other parts of Shavuos, but tonight I decided we're going to talk about two parts of Shavuos. One, we're going to talk about the staying up experience. Then we'll try to talk about something which is not so popular. We're going to talk about the decorating of the shul and the homes with grass and trees, a little about that as well. So we'll start off with what everyone knows to be some, you know, everyone assumes that staying up Shavuos night has got to be Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's got to be in the Rambam. It's got to be one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's got to be somewhere very high rank. Where is it? It's not anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. It's not anywhere in the Ramah. It's not anywhere in the Rishonim. It's not anywhere in the Gemara. Yet there is so much discussed and so much done and so much effort and time and sponsorship availability for Leil Shavuos, yet we have to figure out what it's all about. So we'll quote over here, the Mishnah Berurah, he's basically took the exact same words out of the Magen Avraham, so I just brought it for you in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Isa B'Zoyar, it's found in the Zoyar, Shechasidim HaRishonim, that the original very pious Jews, Hayu Ne'urim Kalalaya, they'd stay up the whole night, for Oiskim Meteira. And that was the meaning of most of those who learned the Torah. Not every person who ever went to yeshiva or thought about going to yeshiva decides that the whole year I don't have to learn. One night I'm going to learn Basma de Rabbu. Again, we're not here to knock it, Chas v'Shalom. Any night that you learn Torah is terrific. But I find it somewhat interesting of the extra emphasis that's put on the limud. Then he writes, again, this is the Magen Avraham quoting the Zohar. That's the whole source. A Magen Avraham b'shem Azar. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It's not in Ramah. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in Yusha. No, this is where it comes from. Then it goes on. V'isam b'Shulchan Aruch Arizal. It's found in Arizal. Da shekol mi shebelay lo yoshen klal. Anyone who does not sleep the first night, v'ikar klal v'ikar v'yu oisik b'tayro, and he's busy learning Torah. Muftach lo, it's guaranteed sheyishalim shnoisov v'lo yere lo shum nezek. This is why everyone stays up Shavuos night, because there's a school attached to it. And now we'll see a little later tonight, the skula has a condition. You actually have to learn. Small condition. Now you have to learn, you actually have to learn constantly without any interruption. That's the skula. We'll see that the Arizal is quoted. Where is it found, the Arizal? So I have the original source in the Sefer Shara Kavanis. The Shara Kavanis was written by the Talmud of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital. And there he quotes this idea, quoting it based on a Zohar, that there's a specific skula to learn Leil Shavuos, and the Lashon we'll see it inside, the Lashon is that no damage will befall you, which is a beautiful, terrific school, a very, very promising school. Now the million-dollar question is, why? Why should we spay the whole Shavuos night learning? Says Mishnah Berurah, V'hatam, Kasav Magen Avraham Api Pshutoi. Simple reason, nothing fancy. Sheisrael ha'yishonim kol ha'layla, because the night before Kabbalah Satori, Klai Yisrael went to sleep. V'hotzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'yir, so Hashem had to wake us up. Therefore, we got to be misakin that wasn't proper. We should have been so excited for Kabbalah Satorah that we shouldn't be able to sleep. We know when we're excited about something, it's hard to sleep. The next day you have a vacation, you have something special, you know, it's always something going on in your life that excites you, it's hard to sleep. Here, Klai Yisrael had no problem sleeping, they slept so well, they needed to be woken up. So therefore, the night before Shavuos, to recommemorate that chesaron, says the Mishnah Brura, that's why we stay up late. That's why we stay up the whole night. Okay, that's the standard reason given by the Magen Avraham Al Pi Medrash, we stay up to be misaking that chet. So if you look over here, number two, in the Sefer Shara Kavanah, it's written by Rav Chaim Vital, he writes, V'da, he called me Shal Yoshua Balayla Hazai's call anyone who doesn't sleep. Afilu Rega Echad. It means no naps. You can't fall asleep at your Gemara either. It says Afilu Rega Echad. Even 1 minute. Says Reb Chaim Vital, V'yu Oisik B'Tayra Kol HaLayla. Okay, it doesn't say and you're up the whole night shul hopping to see who has the better food. It's got to be learning Torah, right? V'yu Oisik B'Tayra Kol HaLayla. Moftach Lo Yishyashlam Shenoisa. You will survive the year. It's a beautiful school. Guaranteed, you'll make it to another year. No bad will befall you this year. A very, very beautiful haftacha. But again, not so easy. You can't doze off. No falling asleep. Sounds like you can't even have a coffee break. Gotta go a whole night straight. Only learning. I remember I had a chavrusa wine in yeshiva. He mamash would not battle a word the whole Shavuos night. It's hard to learn with him. Nothing. The whole night. Mamash machbid. Only divrei Torah. Nothing. No interruption. Straight. That's based on this, Mishnah Berurah quotes it. It's brought down another paiskim, so it's a very serious thing. Just to be controversial, if you look at number 1b, in Yakut Yosef, Bavad Yosef goes through the whole idea of learning, and he writes at the end, V'ein minag ze elo le'anoshim v'loy le'nosh. Okay. Bavad Yosef thinks this whole idea of Le'el Shavuos, now we'll talk more about Tikkun Le'el Shavuos, but this whole idea, he thinks was a takana for men and not for women. Again, nothing wrong with women who want to learn Torah. Many years ago, I used to say Shurim Le'el Shavuos to a large group, more women than men, and the women stayed awake more than the men did. I think there's nothing wrong with that. About it, it's terrific. Learning Torah is good. But I think this is din, this chiyuv, whatever you want to call it, this minhag was nisakin by men and not by women. So the Kaf HaChaim writes over in number 3, Yizaru shlo ledaber sichas chulin kol halayla. You're not supposed to talk, you know, idle chat the whole night. The kol shkem dvorim b'telem. You're not to think things that are bottle, useless. Ubefrab amokim sheish asifas anoshim. He says it's even more complicated when there's a large group of people, right? The shuls are packed, the yeshivas are packed. It's a great chance to catch up with people, to shmooze. Shedarko yishal yetzahara lachshilam the divrei chol, medab l'davrei yavo, chas v'shom medvar masurim. You're going to talk about things you're not allowed to, or the divrei tzchoik. Kigdoy l'kedusha zeh halayla. It's a very, very special night. V'halimad oisa pri l'mala. And the learning that's done on Le'el Shavuos creates fruits l'mala. Okay, it's a special night. The learning has to be pure and clean. Nothing else mixed in. Right, how do most of us show up to Shavuos night? Like, oh no. Like, really? Do I have to? You know, can we do something else? No, you got to show up excited. So this year it's a lot better because it's Matzah Shabbos. So many people have a chance to sleep Shabbos, rest up, get a good sleep Friday night, a good sleep Shabbos afternoon, you're ready to go. We mentioned last year in the Shir when we did this, that Shmir Shabbos Kochase writes, quoting the earlier Paiskim, they're not supposed to go to sleep Shabbos afternoon saying, I'm taking a nap so I can stay up Shavuos night. You can think it, just don't say it. That would be a shal of hachana. So when you take a good nap Shabbos afternoon, just make sure you're thinking it, but don't actually verbalize that I'm taking it. Don't tell everyone, okay, everyone, I need quiet because I need a nap so I can stay up Shavuos night. Think it, don't say it.
What?
For what?
For learning.
So that was the issue we spoke about, I think, 2 years ago, that Shavuos, you can't make early Shavuos. Right? You got to wait till it says Echavim. So you can either wait for Ma'ariv, or you can wait for the start of the meal. So you're not going to sit down to daven Ma'ariv till after 9. So then you're going to, at best, 10, 11 o'clock, whenever you could. So the Paiskim suggests you should try to start your meal quickly. Try to have a quicker meal. Don't rush it. There's a balancing act. Don't rush the meal. But you don't want to have a long I meal, because by the time you turn around, there's only an hour to learn. No, it doesn't have to be after chatzos. No. I had a fellow come to my shul. He lives in England, in North England, one of the northern cities in England, in, was it Manchester? No, even further north. What's further north than Manchester? Gateshead. He lives in Gateshead. He told me he never had a culture shock like he had his first year here for Le'el Shavuos. He told me in Gateshead, Le'el Shavuos is about an hour. The whole shebang. It's 1 hour. You learn for an hour. Because it's so late. So by the time you finish the Suda, you come home, everything, at the time, then the Nates is so much earlier there. So the whole learning was 1 hour. He said he came to Yeshiva here to learn in America. He went to Laker. He said, what, you're supposed to learn a whole night? What am I going to do? He probably didn't know what to do. It was a culture shock to him. So in other parts of the world, here in New York, this area, we have a long night. Other parts, especially in Europe, In Northern Europe, it's a very short Leil Shavuos. That's why Achronim wrote Shuvas that maybe they should make early Shavuos. Rebbe Avadia has a Shuvah like that. We're going to have 1 hour for Shavuos. Well, how's this going to be? But in those countries, it's like a very, in the European countries, Shavuos night is for us, it's nice and long. So it's going to end whenever our meal ends. I remember once I was in Yeshiva, a friend of mine showed up to learn like 1:30. I said, where were you all night? He said, I had a Suda, I had guests, I had to clean up. By the time I finished, Hitaka had a short night also. So it's a little, again, I don't encourage rushing the meal. And I don't encourage, you know, having a very sleppy meal and therefore not having time for it. Very difficult balancing act. So Kav HaChaim writes, you should get up from the table Motzei Shabbos, be thrilled, and haslavus alev, k'dei sheyase yoseh pri lemala, so you can create more fruits above the yigdol schare. You get more schar? K'sharichu achreinu b'zeh. Okay, very special idea. Okay, so we know you're supposed to stay up. Again, supposed to is a very important word. There's a big inyan to it. Let's say it like that. It's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's not in the Rishayim, but it's a nice thing. It became very acceptable that everyone does it. This is the famous kasha from the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, you have to stay up Leil Shavuos. It says in the Rambam, you're supposed to stay up Leil Pesach. No one stays up Leil Pesach. Everyone goes to sleep Leil Pesach. The Rambam writes, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Leil Pesach, you're supposed to stay up until Chot V'Shinasi, until you fall asleep at the table. Why does no one do that? So we all know the simple answer, because Leil Pesach has four cups and the matzah, and you're much more tired. Leil Shavuos became much more of a thing, so to say. So Leil Shavuos became a thing that the minute in Klal Yisrael is to stay up. But again,
is that why the briskers don't stay up?
I don't know, the briskers don't stay up.
No, I mean, they didn't when I was running in the mirror.
I know where they say Rabbi Yashiv didn't stay up, because it threw off his schedule. It threw off his whole night. I'm a big believer in this. If I had my way, I wouldn't stay up either. But culturally, it's not so accepted. If it would be up to me, I think everyone should go to sleep after the Suda, get up around 4 a.m., learn from 4 to 8, daven like I mentioned, you'd be okay. What I started doing is I learn till 4, and then I go to sleep at 4. And then I get up for Shacharis at 9. It's a much better sleep. It's a much better sleep for a bunch of reasons. First of all, you feel like you slept. You went into bed. Secondly, if you come home at 7, my kids are up then. So I'm not getting any sleep anyways. So 4, they're still asleep. So that's a good time. And I think you feel like a much better person. Everyone's like, how can you do it? Just davening. Your davening is better. You're much more of a person a whole day. To me, it's a no-brainer. That's the right way to go. But again, hakol lefi'in, and everyone should do what they do. Gradle, the Nitta Gavriel writes, if you can't stay up a whole night, at least stay up till chatzis. You know, do something to show that you want to give back, you know, chashiva sater. Then the question is, what are you supposed to do Shavuos night? Okay, so now you tell me I got to stay up all night. What am I supposed to do the whole night? So the Chayk Yaakov writes a controversial comment. Chayk Yaakov lived in the 1600s. He lived during Tachvatat. He was one of the Gedolim that had to run away. And he makes the following observation. We all know there's something called Tikkun Leil Shavuos. There's a special tzura, structure to what you're supposed to say. Different versions amongst Svardim and Chassidishes. Basically, Tikkun Leil Shavuos is a little bit of a combination of a little bit of Chumash, a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, a little bit of everything. You can buy today a little Tikkun Leil Shavuos safer. So the Chag Yaakov writes, Oy Kasva Achreinim, Shalaylashim Belayla Raklasik Vitari Vaschahu Gadol. Again, big Indian to learn Leil Shavuos. Now everyone does it. In the times of the Zayar was only for the elite. Those that learned every night would learn Shavuos night also a little longer. But now everyone does it. It's pretty acceptable. He writes over here that what people do it, many people learn together the tikkun, they say kaddish, they go to the mikveh, beautiful, he writes, we didn't do this, everyone learned by themselves. And here's where he says the big line, ki ikar tikkun lo tiknu rak b'fnei am oritz, she'enem yoidim lumad al ken oimim ha'tikkun. He says, Yaakov, why the institute tikkun? Because he tell a guy, you got to stay up the whole night learning. Learning what? I don't know how to learn anything. The guy never learns anything. All he listens to is the rabbi's drashas in shul. Can't open a gemara. This is before art school. Can't just open a sefer. So what do you want the guy to do all night? So we gave him tikkun. Talk, read. Everyone can read. So he reads through the Chumash, and he reads through Tanakh, and he goes through the Mishnah, and he goes through the Gemara. That was what tikkun is. So the Yaakov thought it was in the Sakya for the Amiratzim, and therefore those B'nai Torah, those who could learn, should learn regular Gemara. Learn what you learn on a regular night. That was the psak of the Yaakov, a very Litvisha approach to Amiras tikkun. If you look in the Arlet Zion, Rav Abba Shaul, so he's a Svardisha, so obviously he's going to have a slightly different spin on things. So he quotes over here from the Ben Ish Chai, Parshas Bamidbar, who writes, Shalimun Hametukun Laila Azeh, that there's something special about learning Tikkun Leil Shavuos. Oisa Pri Gedoy Lamal also makes these big fruits in Shemayim. Umamshich Lenefesh Ha'odam Kedush V'tar. And it continues, helps the person continue in spirituality and pureness. Fine. Al Kain, Avshi Yesh Lomer, therefore he thinks everyone should say. Then he quotes a Chidah, The chidosh akaret tagra al ktsas loimdim shloimdim oz the sifri Rambam mayadara. They learn other things. Loimdim as tikkun arizal. Shloim oh toiv osim zeh says the chidosh it's not correct not to learn arizal. The chiyuve rami alay lomoy da seder alaz bechol kol Yisrael. Every Jew should learn tikkun al shuas, which was nesakin by the arizal and others, and therefore he thought that's the correct way to go. So that's what many shuls, more chassidishly slanted and Sephardic shuls, they have what's called tikkun lel shvuos. They recite it. Personally, I don't think I'd be able to do it. It's just read. You read straight. Now, not everyone, even in the chassidish camps, necessarily agreed that that's the approach to lel shvuos. If you look in the Kaf HaChaim was a Sephardic, he writes at number 6, because of Ashlo. Close from the Shlo. Everyone knows the Shlo because how many emails did you get yesterday about the Shlo's tefillah? I just forwarded it to my wife, and she takes care of it. Everyone got an email about the Shlo's tefillah. The Shlo lived in the end of the 1500s. The Shlo wasn't a Chassidish. It was 200 years before the Chassidish movement started. It was a Yekesha. It was from Germany. So the Shlo writes in Masechet Shavuos, "Kiminig Eretz Yisrael likreis Mikra u'Mishnah." What's the minig to do? It's to read Mikra u'Mishnah. They bring down an unbelievable story. There's a famous story that the Beis Yosef and the Manas Levi, Shlomo Alkabetz, also known for the author of L'Chadaydi, but also known for the Sefer Manas Levi, which is a great Sefer. So they lived together in Eretz Yisrael, and they were learning once Lel Shavuos. And what happened was a malach appeared and came out of the throat of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had a malach talk to him. He used to have a malach to visit him. They say the Vilna Gaon had a malach that used to come to learn with him, but he didn't want to learn with the malach because he wanted to toil and learn. He wanted Yigiyas HaTorah. He didn't want to be spoon-fed from a malach. But so the way the story goes is that the Beis Yosef had a malach talk to him, so that was a sign that they were doing something right. Malachim don't appear to people that are doing something that's wrong. And what were they learning? They were learning Mishnais. So Beis Yosef was giving a Mishnais shit to him and Shlomo Alkabetz. They were learning Mishnais. So you see, Lel Shavuos, you're supposed to learn Mishnais. But then he quotes over here from the Chida, that he quotes over here between the Tor Berekes, she'ein nochem lomen Mishnah b'Lel Shavuos. No, not supposed to learn Mishnais. V'chein spash da minug be'eretz HaKadosh Yerushalayim, the Chevron, u'besifer the David, emes, Torah HaShlomim, kaz v'gam keim, and tzvas, nogu keim. Back and forth, what you should learn. Then they say from the Zoya and the Arizal, you're supposed to not learn Mishnais. Oh, kinds of discussion, what you should or shouldn't learn. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know what he writes? So if you had to guess, what would the Lubavitcher Rebbe write? Say Tikkun Lel Shavuos. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav in number 7, Noigin Harbe Lias Durim Kalalai Lasik B'Teira.